Nolte, upcoming Disney Toon Strange World features gay teens. By John Nolte on November 15, 2022. The child groomers who now infest Disney have a big, new, animated children's film set for release next week that features homosexuality involving two teenage boys. This is an animated film. This is a kids' film. This is a movie was created for and is promoted to little kids. In one sequence, Ethan, young white, flirts with a boy named Diazo in front of his friends, who tease him in a friendly way. Emmy Award-winning producer Matt Usagesci, who also saw the sequence, wrote on Twitter that the scene is very endearing and it's treated as the most natural thing in the world. The scene describes the son being very shy in front of his boy crush, and his dad comes in and says, "So nice to meet you. My son talks about you all the time," and further embarrasses his son, Usagesci wrote. Very cute. Strange World opens in wide release November 23. This is the second time Disney has tried to sneak innocence-shattering homosexual material into a children's movie. It blew up in the groomer's smug face the first time when Lightyear tanked. Yeah, someone at Disney thought it was a good idea to add homosexuality to the Toy Story franchise. We all know what happens next if Strange World bombs. We bigots and homophobes will be blamed. Well, sorry, but there is nothing at all homophobic about wanting to protect children from the complications of adult sexuality. One of the primary jobs of parenting is to conserve your child's innocence until you, as the parent, decide when the time is right to explain the birds and the bees. Unfortunately, Hollywood, and most especially Disney, disagree. In fact, Disney disagrees so much that Disney openly lobbies to allow government-run schools to spread anti-science transsexual propaganda and expose students to gay porn and drag queens. We're not even talking about high schools. We're talking about elementary schools. For Disney to abuse parents' trust in this way is nothing short of demonic. And what about its stockholders? Disney went full groomer, and the stock hit the toilet. Woke Disney killed Star Wars as a film franchise. Woke Disney killed the Toy Story franchise. Woke Disney appears to have killed the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Woke Disney is unquestionably killing Marvel. Woke Disney is determined to kill Indiana Jones. As I have said countless times, Hollywood should make movies for everyone, including gay people. There should be gay movies. Lots of gay movies. I'll never watch one, but that's not the point. Mainstreaming homosexuality in movies is bad for business. The proof of that is everywhere. Watching same-sex couples get it on makes straight people uncomfortable. I'm not afraid to say that. A lot of people are. Regardless, we don't go to the movies to be uncomfortable. Mainstreaming homosexuality in children's movies is propaganda and immoral. Anything that sexually shatters the innocence of children is grooming and perverse. You can teach tolerance to small kids without exposing them to sexuality. There is no moral difference between exposing little kids to a drag queen or an exotic female dancer. And yet, no one would consider the latter appropriate. Disney is making a choice to target your children for a very sick reason. There is no other explanation. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.